Hallelujah. Good morning, glorious Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day. Your will be done, your kingdom come in every way in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 10, verse 1 to 4. The prayer was no sooner prayed than it was answered, and Jesus called 12 of his followers and sent them into the ripe fields. He gave them power to kick out the evil spirits and to tenderly care for the bruised and hurt lives. This is the list of the 12 he sent. Simon, they called him Peter or Rock, Andrew, his brother, James, Zebedee's sons, John, his brother Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew the taxman, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who later turned on him.
Hallelujah. I just, as Danita was reading, it sounded to me like she said, and Jesus sent the 12, his 12 followers, and sent them into the right field. But it's actually the ripe field. But it's so wonderful to know. Okay, we need to see who were the ones sent into the harvest field. It was the ones that Jesus called out, come follow me. So it was disciples. And then these disciples, they were taught by him, and very much like servants or slaves, they were obedient. They didn't rebel. They stayed in tune with his teachings and his leadings. And then later on, he said to them, I no longer call you servants or slaves. I call you friends, because you now know what I know. You know the Father's heart. And so it's a process. And now that they are comfortable in the things of the Spirit, in the relationship with their Lord, and in obedience to their Lord, and in tune with who they really are, now they have been sent out. And then we know the story. Later on, Jesus paid the price for sin, and he was raised, and he came back to them, and he told them, go get power now. And then they got the power. And then the presence of the Lord was with them as they went out and made disciples, because lo, he was with them. So here we now. Now we've been called out of this world. And the first thing about the calling is getting comfortable in the family. We're backed by the true family now, the true Father, the true Shepherd, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Says it itself. It's a Holy Spirit to bring about the thoughts of God in our lives, authorizing what Jesus has made available, and then the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit perfects that which is of them. So this is the whole thing, guys. We have been called out, and we've been called out to bear much fruit. And so we just come through now the elections, how we can get down to what really matters. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. And centered on that, you can't vote God in or vote him out. You voted him in. You voted for Jesus to be your shepherd. And therefore, you stand for the kingdom and the kingdom coming. So that's what you stand for. And all the brothers that have been zealous now to go get involved in that area, government, they're going to have to stand, just like each and every one of us. We are in the harvest field. We are in the world. Heaven has been reaped. The good things have come about. Jesus has cleansed heaven. It's now heaven coming to earth. And that comes as we stay in tune with our God, fulfill the leadings that he, just stay in the leadings that he gives us, and then be the people that he made us to be. Because he says those he predestined, he's got a predestined plan for each and every one. Those he predestined, he called. Those he calls, he justifies. He makes right according to their calling, according to their predestination. And those that he makes right, he glorifies. So we've got the glorious task of being ambassadors. Amen. First, just born again children, growing, learning, and then now being ambassadors. Amen. Jesus is a King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's chosen us to be his, representing him as kings and as lords, masters. But it's no shortcut. I go back. I just quoted Romans 8, verse 30. Now, those he predestined, he called. But go back to verse 28. God works to the good towards those that loves him. And then it goes on to say, what is the good? For he predestined to conform you into the image of his son, the firstborn among many brethren. So you can see there's no shortcuts. Amen. Jesus was also a baby. Jesus was also a young man. So it's a walk. Amen. And then, yeah, and then it goes on so beautiful, those he predestined, he called. So guys, be encouraged. Your God is for you. The evil has put its head out there. We know it's very open now. We know who the kings of this world, the deceived kings of this world are. We know right from wrong. And we've got to now stand in the full armor of God, putting on the armor. It says so beautiful in the prophetic word that us, we are volunteers now. Jesus is in his kingdom, and that kingdom is Mount Zion. It's the heavenly Jerusalem. Got many names, the city of our God. Hebrews 12, 22. Jesus is there. We also there with him, and he's speaking, and we're listening to him. And it says so nicely in the prophetic word, Psalm 110, that we go out from, we get fed by the dew of his youth. He instructs us so that we can walk in his footsteps. And that's what we're getting morning by morning, so that we can be the army, putting on the armor, putting on the truth, putting on the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, carrying the gospel into this world with the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith. So stand strong, guys. Thank you, Lord. Your kingdom has come and your kingdom is growing. And I thank you, Lord, for each and every one of us play a part as we stay in tune with you, obedient to you, developing on schedule in your great love, in your great plan, bringing your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Your will be done, your kingdom come. Amen.
Amen.